Nehemiah chapter 4. I want to talk about fighting. Because this chapter is not just about building the wall and having the wall halfway completed, but it's about fighting. And we have to keep in mind that we're to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Paul told Timothy, fight. Paul had fought a good fight. Battle. It's all about fighting. But let's look at Nehemiah chapter 4. And when we consider the opposition that the people of God had as they were building this wall, it came to pass that when Sanballat, verse 1, heard that we've builded the wall, he was angry. He took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren in the army of the Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews? What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stone out of the heap of the rubbish which are burned? Notice the language that he's using against the people of God. Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up on it, shall even break down their stone wall. And notice this prayer. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach upon their own head. Give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabian, and the Ammonites, and the Ashdites heard that the wall of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, that they were very wroth. Notice this verse right here, verse 8. And conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Notice the opposition come to fight the people of God. Family, we're in a fight. And we have to know how to fight. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The way we fight is not with guns and ammo, but it's with the word of God. It's about putting our mind to the word of God and realizing that this fight is a real fight. But notice what it goes on to say, verses 10 through 14. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that the people are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst of them, or among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. They're trying to stop the building up of this wall. Just like people are trying to stop the people of God of just being promoters of morality. Friends, we have to stand up for the morality that God has left us in his word. Drop down to verse number 14, verse 13 for time's sake. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people. Notice, if we're going to fight, we fight together. After their families, with their sword, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. We put Romans 8, verse number 31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses. If anybody ought to fight for their families, it ought to be us. It ought to be us. We're in this together. So we have opposition fighting against us, but we got God there. here we see the opposition, but God is not going to come down and fight it for us. We got to step up. And so he says, fight. But then go to verse number 17. Let's read down. They which build upon the wall, and they that bear burdens, and with those that laid it, every one with one of his hand wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builder, every one had his sword girded by his side. That's interesting. And so builded. You got a sword and you got a hammer. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles and the rulers and the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we're separated upon the wall far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. Three times we see. We see opposition fighting against us. We go to God in prayer. We fight against the opposition because we're fighting for one another. And then we know because we're fighting for one another and we got opposition coming our way, God is fighting with us. He fights for us. We can't lose. I say that to say this. As they build the wall, we have to be building the wall of morality and spirituality in our own personal lives. We have to help one another, not fight with one another. And I'm not talking about as the church, but even in our own homes, we work together. Why? A house divided won't stand. And friends, I know for a fact that when the people of God have one mind, one purpose, one law, one hope, one faith, we can't lose. That's why the wall can be built. But we don't want to be building up walls that Christ died for and tore down. We want to build up walls that's going to secure the horizon and fortify the faith and the family and to keep us strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to fight with us. You can't fight by yourself. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. God will add you to his son's church, the Lord's church, the church of Christ. But maybe you're a child of God and you haven't been fighting. We all need special prayer in that. There's a couple people that we ought to have in our minds that we haven't seen in a while on Wednesday night. Even some on Sunday morning. Friends, there are some people that we haven't seen in a while. Some of them are new converts. We haven't seen them. We are our brother's keeper. They need to be in the fight. We need to keep them in the fight. Because we got to fight together. As we stand, as we sing and say,